I like things my way. My coffee, my schedule, and my treatment. So I talked to my doctor about self-injecting with the VivGuard Hytrulo prefilled syringe, which contains efgartigimod alpha and hyaluronidase QVFC. It's injected under your skin, subcutaneously. It means I can inject in my space, on my time. It's my treatment, my way. Visit VivGuardMyWay.com. That's VYVGARD MyWay.com. And talk to your doctor about VivGuard Hytrulo, brought to you by Argenix.
How powerful is Cox Internet? So powerful that one day, your daughter will be able to simulate a soccer match against some of the world's best players right from your backyard. Get gig speeds powered by fiber from Cox. It's internet built for tomorrow, today. Internet delivered through Cox's hybrid fiber coax network. Speeds vary and are not guaranteed. Cox terms and other restrictions apply.
I'm John Batchelor with Professor Benjamin Carr, Brooklyn College, CUNY Graduate Center, but most importantly, the author of the new book, The Great Fire of 1776, The Burning of New York Between September 20th and September 21st, 1776. Washington has now retreated to the north of the city. There will be battles fought over these next weeks. Washington loses every battle and he wins the war. That's a story we tell ourselves 250 years later. It does, however, do a deal to explain what is now about to begin, which we call here in the 21st century, information war. This is the wonderful part of your book, Professor. Without our understanding of information war, we might have ended with the unresolved aspect of the fire, who died, who was hanged, and that's all very sad and tragic. But the information war seems to have been a focus of major names right away. George Washington knows that he can be accused of this. But most importantly to me, Robert Morris and Benjamin Franklin, what were they in the information war that followed?
Yeah, they are members of a congressional committee called the Committee of Secret Correspondence. One of their major duties was that they were in touch with their emissaries in France, trying to secure aid of various kinds from potential allies in Europe. And so they write an important letter to their emissary, Silas Deane, updating him on a variety of pieces of news. But they mention the fire and they say, and they're basically saying to him, hey, make sure you get the message out that even though the British are accusing us of having done this, that there is no way that we could have done it. And that, in fact, we were innocent of this.
Yes. And who benefits? Now, you report, and at the time, there was no immediate damage to the British, I believe, because they hadn't occupied. Immediate military impact of the Great Fire was minimal. There was an assault on Paulus Hook in New Jersey within days, I believe. And it was not in any way inhibited by the fire. So it would appear that the rebel army, the Continental Army, wasn't greatly helped by this. And the argument is made that if they wanted to do it right, they would have waited till the British were in all those houses and were caught with the fire. So I don't see an immediate need. However, I do see that it's important to Howe and Washington that they exchange opinions of the fire. And this is exciting detail. I didn't know about this. A Major Montressor, who is an aide to Howe, has a passage through the American lines to General Washington. I believe this is within days. Maybe 1 or 2 days of the fire itself. And what is Howe writing Washington? How does Washington reply to Howe?
Yeah, Howe doesn't actually mention the fire, but Howe does complain about a couple of things that he's unhappy with that Washington's army had done. One is Washington's treatment of the British soldiers and officers that they have as POWs. And the other is that Howe found doctored bullets with nails driven through them, which were designed to do much harsher damage, fatal damage to anyone that they hit. And that was considered to be something really ungentlemanly. So while Howe, at least as far as we know, in terms of written correspondence, does not directly accuse Washington of having set the fire, he is accusing Washington of other dastardly acts. But in the meantime, Montressor verbally informs some of Washington's staff officers that this fire had taken place and about some of the executions that had taken place.
Yes,
as well.
I found this all very compelling, Professor. You know, it was the Sherlock Holmes in me. Why didn't Howe mention the fire, given the talk that had been building for months? Why didn't Washington, in response, mention the fire, given all the talk that had been building for months? They got the news of Nathan Hale's execution, and Montressor told people about the fire. So it's all around in the camp. They couldn't have missed it. They could see the fire. Isn't it odd that they don't write, neither general writes down about it?
I mean, maybe it's some kind of like, English Protestant gentlemanly thing that, that we don't bring up unpleasant subjects with one another unless we've really got the proof to back it up. And so Howe is like, well, maybe I'm not going to push this issue just yet. I'm going to leave it alone. And there's no reason for Washington, therefore, to bring it up himself. And so, yes, it is not in the surviving correspondence that we have between those two generals.
Now, what's important is what's about to take a hold for the narrative. We talk competing narratives. The Continental Army, the rebels, the patriots have a narrative. And the professor is wonderful in identifying it. One, the narrative is what we have here is people who are cruel. Look at the people who were hanged. Look at the persecution of innocents by the British. And the second is that the British behavior afterwards, the capture of everybody, all the accusations, this is meant to take away the moral high ground from us. So what we have is the two camps now fighting for public opinion. If I read this, it seems very modern of them, but you have plenty of evidence that they engaged it completely and continued for the rest of their lives.
Yeah, to some degree. I mean, the issue does fade away at one point, but for weeks, yes, there is an information war going on. The British do take control of a New York City newspaper, and they put out a couple of accounts saying it is beyond a doubt that the Americans did this on purpose. They lay out various kinds of proof, and they insist that that the Americans were responsible for having burned New York City. And the Americans, very aware of this accusation, begin trying to put out newspaper stories of their own, kind of saying, no, Washington couldn't have been responsible. His army was miles away. There's no way that they could have done this. And oh, by the way, look at all the atrocities that the British are and have been committing. And they try and kind of take people's eye off the ball and make them concentrate on something else instead.
And I believe they mentioned the hanging of Wright White, don't they? One man was he was badly brutalized. Do the Continentals mention it?
I don't remember whether White is mentioned in newspapers, but I don't remember which one. I believe that there are American newspaper accounts that emphasize his hanging, and it's thought to be arbitrary.
And we now turn to what evidence we have from Washington's point of view. The book is The Great New York Fire of 1776, A Lost Story of the American Revolution, Professor Benjamin L. Karp. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Join us for the 8th annual Crazy Brew Bash Saturday, September 23rd at Mount Suffington Ski Area. A ticket provides continual sampling on hundreds of beers, wines, and spirits. Make sure to check out the Bloody Mary contest, wine and spirit tastings, and prize giveaways. Visit crazybashes.com today to purchase your tickets. Use promo code IHEART for a chance to win a $250 Target gift card. Have a crazy fun time at the 8th annual Crazy Brew Bash Saturday, September 23rd at Mount Suffington Ski Area.
Gap Inc. is hiring in Fishkill, New York. Is it for you? If you enjoy a fast-paced, climate-controlled environment, if you like earning weekly competitive pay, including performance-based incentives and shift differentials, if you like flexible scheduling, including seasonal options, and if you'd like generous merchandise discounts and exclusive company perks, we want you. Go to gapinc.com, click careers and search Fishkill, or text Gap Fishkill to 63095.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.